The Valley will have another medical campus later this summer. Creighton University is set to open its 180,000-square-foot, $100 million health sciences campus next month. The Omaha-based university has had a presence in the Valley for more than a decade, partnering with St. Joseph's Hospital. Once the new campus is fully up and running, officials expect Creighton to be teaching up to 900 students, training to be physicians, nurses, occupational therapists, physician's assistants, and more. Father Daniel Hendrickson is the president of Creighton University and says people in Phoenix have been asking for the school to do more here over the past several years. He spoke more about it with my co-host Mark Brody.
What it reflects is a very serious shortage of healthcare professionals in the Phoenix area and the wider valley and even in the Southwest. We know for a fact that the state of Arizona ranks as like 42nd or 44th for general practitioners and then surgeons in the United States, and that it's, as it is a state impressive in entrepreneurship and innovation, it just hasn't gained the momentum for the growth of the city in Phoenix, the expansion of the county with 200 people moving in per day. It just hasn't gained the momentum in healthcare education, which provides that pipeline for a workforce. And so we're really eager to keep embracing the invitation to be in Phoenix to do more, but also to do so of our distinctive kind of way of educating healthcare professionals.
I want to ask you about that issue of the physician shortage here in Maricopa County, but also across the state. I read that, you know, when you're fully ramped up, you expect to have about 900 students. How do you try to keep those prospective doctors practicing in the Phoenix area or in Arizona or the Southwest once they graduate and have their medical licenses?
Statistics already show in places around the nation that 75%, maybe 70% of residents and fellows end up staying within their geographic locale to practice for their careers. And we're already demonstrating that with the early residency and fellowship programs we've stood up. But we're also showing good success with students who graduate from our programs. We've had a number of programs already on the ground without our building being opened. A similar number, actually about 70% of our students in medicine staying in the area through their resident assignments and such. We're looking locally to really recruit people into our programs. We're looking nationally as well, but an intensive focus just within Phoenix and the Southwest. It's a ripe and good marketplace for students interested in this kind of education.
How big of a dent do you think that having this new program here could put in the physician shortage in the Valley?
I think it would be really helpful. It's such an acute issue for the Valley, and anything really is a lot. We will graduate, once we're up and running, 125 doctors per year, about 100 nurses per year, somewhere between 30 and 40 occupational therapists, an equivalent amount for physical therapists. We've got a PA program we're standing up. So we really cover the full range of these healthcare professions in this expansion campus.
Let me ask you about the timing of all this. I'm wondering if the pandemic and COVID itself will shape instruction in any way in terms of what students will be learning, how they will be learning, anything like that?
Well, I would say there's also an inspirational dimension for people knowing that the world needs good healthcare as we come out of the pandemic. And we also need good healthcare to serve people who don't get it, who don't have the resources. We have the kind of formation program at Creighton University, the kind of orientation of service, of the Jesuit Catholic values of our institution, to really do that kind of outreach to folks who aren't getting the proper kinds of services for their own well-being and health. I do think, too, as we step forward into a new world, a world informed by the pandemic, we're asking the kinds of questions, you know, how to care for issues related to viral spread and how to be able to step into preventative measures to be better prepared. We have a special pedagogy at Creighton University for interprofessional education, or a collaborative care, team-based approach. And so as we celebrate the distinctive interest of students of medicine, of nurses, of the therapists, of physician assistants, we also bring them together into the same workspaces, the same laboratories, the same classrooms for different experiences to talk across their professions with each other and to do better care for the patient. I like saying that it's more affordable for the patients in the end. It's certainly more efficient because they're seeing less healthcare professionals in different spaces and places. And I think it's more mission-focused, more caring for the individual persons themselves.
We've seen at some med schools that, you know, they've seen an increase in applications over the last year or so as, you know, people see this pandemic and decide that they want to get involved. They want to become doctors or nurses or, you know, other healthcare providers. Have you seen anything like that in the programs that you are already offering? And do you expect that maybe once you are up and running fully here in Phoenix?
We see a steady interest in studies for the healthcare professions at our Omaha campus at the undergraduate level. Of our campus, for 4,500 undergraduates, 60, 65, sometimes 70% indicated interest in the health sciences or STEM-related fields. And we've seen those numbers just uptick slightly in this last enrollment cycle, which is actually quite robust at our home campus in Omaha at the undergraduate level. Those kids want to be in med school and dental school and those programs with professional degrees in the health sciences later on in their lives. And they know that we have the stepping stone to get them there either in Omaha or in Phoenix.
What is the relationship between Creighton University's medical school and the other medical schools that are already here with a physical presence in the Valley? I mean, do you tend to work together? Do you tend to do similar kinds of things, different kinds of things?
Our pedagogy in that collaborative care, IPE, or interprofessional approach is indeed distinctive, and so is the institution as being Jesuit and Catholic. We're eager to talk and work with the institutions in a number of ways. We have actually a compelling set of relationships already formed with ASU. I was lucky to be invited to the Greater Phoenix Economic Council, GPEC, and I meet with that group quarterly and have used that time to talk to university presidents, Bobby Robbins, for instance, at University of Arizona, and their great, impressive work they're doing, not only in Tucson, but in Phoenix, in medicine. So it's been great to have that interaction, that conversation about what we're doing, the kinds of missions we share, and how we're also distinctive in our approach.
All right. That is Father Daniel Hendrickson, the president of Creighton University. Father Hendrickson, thanks for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you.